WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Hard to believe that we're coming around to the start of yet another hurricane season in the Atlantic Basin, but the 2016 hurricane season will begin in a little more than a week. Forecasts generated so far indicate the potential for a more active hurricane season than we've seen for the past several years. And with each storm, weather enthusiasts will be watching the various models for the future track of each storm, including the official hurricane track forecast, which comes from the National Hurricane Center located in Miami, Florida. One feature that you see with each hurricane forecast graphic is an expanding cone along the anticipated track of the center of the storm. So just what is that expanding cone? The cone represents the probable track of the center of a tropical cyclone and is formed by enclosing the area swept out by a set of circles along the forecast track at each time interval. The size of each circle is set so that two-thirds of historical official forecast errors over a five-year sample fall within the circle. This cone may also be referred to as the cone of uncertainty. The circle radii defining the cones in 2016 for the Atlantic Basin start at 30 miles at 12 hours, 49 miles at 24 hours, and so forth out to 237 miles at 120 hours. Those are all nautical mile errors, and a nautical mile is just slightly larger than a statute mile, which are the ones we typically deal with on a daily basis. The margin of error is measured by circles radiating from the forecast location of the storm center and then smoothed to form the cone you see along the forecast track. Now, weather forecasting is still an inexact science, but it does continue to show improvement as our understanding of the weather improves. This is especially true of these errors associated with hurricane forecasts. The current errors are approximately half of what those errors were in 1990. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.